Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
We are exploding and it works right now. The momentum that is going on is just unbelievable, unlike anything I've seen to this point. And it is so exciting to be a part of this company at this moment. So I hope that you feel that too. If you're on this podcast, I'm sure you do, because you are a leader with It Works, and you may be a new leader. You may be a seasoned leader who has been on many journeys with this company. But either way, we've got a lot of new leaders. So even if you've been in the business a while, you have new people who are promoting under you. So I want to talk to those new leaders today. This is something that I've covered in the past, but it is so important that I want to cover it again. And if you've been in the business a while, you may have some people who are new in the business that are struggling with this, and you may be wondering how to approach it or handle one of these pitfalls of being a brand new leader, especially if you've never done anything in a team setting before, if you've never been in a management role or team building role. So what I want to talk to you about today is a very simple truth when it comes to network marketing, is that not everyone is going to get this. And I'm talking about distributors who have joined your team already. So, you know, leader in this company, whether you're new, a brand new leader who's just built a team really quickly, or a leader that's been in the business a while, it's the same truth for all of us that people that you enroll, a lot of them are not going to get this. This isn't going to be for them. This isn't going to be their path to financial freedom. They won't get the vision. They won't see it. And that truth is important to know, because it affects the way that we respond to those people. So here's what I mean by all that, okay? Knowing that this business is not going to be for everyone, we as leaders need to expect that and love those people right where they are, okay? The fact that this network marketing business that we love, that we see the potential, we as leaders, you know, the 1%, we get it. We're going all the way. We're going to do the work necessary. It may be hard to not understand why everyone else doesn't see the potential, and everybody else, you know, why aren't they getting this? Why, especially when the person has potential, when they have a big network, they have a great personality. If they would apply themselves, they would just shine and excel in this business, but they're not, right? We all have those people. So knowing the truth that there's going to be a lot of people who flat get into this business and don't do anything because they just don't get it, what we're going to do is love them right where they're at. We are not going to speak negatively about them. We are not going to have a negative attitude towards them. Those are all things that we need to learn quickly, especially as a brand new leader in this business. Your attitude towards your team and your distributors will shape your success in any company, not just It Works, but in any company. So we need to get this right now. The other thing we need to remember is people are scared. Most people have never done anything like this. If they don't have a type A, go-getter, red personality, this is foreign to them. They have no clue. They don't know how to handle all the emotions going on right now, the personal aspect of this, dealing with, you know, what people think of them. And you listening to this call, you may not be dealing with a lot of that, because you may naturally be less sensitive to those types of things. But the fact that it comes naturally for you and not other people, that doesn't mean those people on our team are any less of distributors or have any less opportunity or potential than we did. What it means is we need to coach those people through what they're feeling right now. You know, and I know, just like I said, the statistics are a lot of people are going to get in this business and they're not going to get it. And yes, that is all true. And we need to have a good attitude about that, because we know that getting into this business. But there are some people who get into this business And all it would take is a little bit of coaching and sympathy or empathy from you as their leader to speak life into them, to help them borrow your belief in them, and to show them that, yes, this actually is possible. Yes, you can do this. Here are the tools to overcome those feelings and emotions that you're having. Here are the tools to get over yourself and other people's opinions who don't pay your bills. Here are the tools to do that. If you count people out too soon, that's another problem. So there's two sides to this. You know, we really need to accept people where they are. And if this business is not for them, then we love them where they're at, or it could just be not right now. It could just be that something's going to change in their life in the future and that they'll come back to this and be ready at that time. Or you could have some rock stars right under your nose, but if we treat them as just another number, or if we treat them badly because we don't understand the emotions and feelings they're having to work through right here at the beginning, and we write them off too soon, or because of the way that we react to those feelings that we don't understand or have, just because we're wired differently, you know, the way that we react to those, if it's, you know, if it comes across rudely or mean, or, you know, like we want to write them off immediately, they may have been your next ambassador. So these are just things to consider. When you're a new leader, you have new people on your team. Those are two things I really want us to remember right now, that we need to walk with our new distributors through those initial fears before deciding that they are one of the people who just don't get it and leave them by the wayside. You know, that should never be our mindset. Our job is to coach and to help and to encourage every step of the way. So let's just check ourselves today. Let's take inventory and make sure that that's where our heart and mind are for our new distributors, that we love each and every one of them, that we never speak negatively. And even the ones that do decide that this is not for them, that is okay. Because the truth is, for a lot of people, this is not going to be their vehicle, and that is perfectly fine. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect me. We will just go find the others out there who do share our vision, have the tenacity, have the character traits, or can be taught to have them to go all the way with us.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.